Let's say also a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 380. Hymn 380. The world all above me and long, no allure. Its pleasures bring pain, its wisdom is vain. I seek a foundation that's steadfast and sure. I'll put Jesus first in my life. In all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of toil and strife, by day and by night, through trust in His might, I'll put Jesus first in my life. The Lord Jesus died myself to win. He went in my stead to Calvary land. Redemption impels me to give up all sin. I'll put Jesus first in my life. In all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of tough toil and strife, by day and by night, through trust in His might, I'll put Jesus first in my life. I know there's a home for the ransomed and blessed. When death is no more, when struggle is o'er, for those who love Jesus and give Him their best, I'll put Jesus first in my life. In all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of toil and strife, by day and by night, through trust in His might, I'll put Jesus first in my life. Though earth's tribulations continue each day, though pleasures may call, though evil enthrall, His grace will protect me forever and I. I'll put Jesus first in my life. In all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of toil and strife, by day and by night, through trust in His might, I'll put Jesus first in my life. We thank the Lord Jesus. So for this evening's family altar, we shall read together and share on Psalms 65. Psalms 65. In Jesus' name I read verse 1. Praise is due to You, O God in Zion, and to You shall vows be performed. Verse 2. O you who hear prayer, to You shall all flesh come. 3. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the furthest seas. The one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening too shout for joy. 9. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. 10. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty, your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. 12. The pastures of the wilderness overflow, the hills gird themselves with joy. 13. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks, the valleys deck themselves with grain, they shout and sing together for joy. Psalms 65. Let's see Psalms 65, verse 3. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. So Psalm 65, this is a psalm that was sung when at that time when they went into the temple, the holy temple, to observe the feast. So at that time they will sing this song of praise to the Lord. Therefore in the superscript here it says, to the choir master, a psalm of David, a song. And the first part of it tells us of how the Israelites, when they were in the courts of the holy temple, how did they worship the Lord God. And the second portion, it tells at that time the people, for they have received harvest, so they are praising the Lord God. But here it tells us that when one comes before the Lord God, immediately it will give rise to a question. That is why the psalmist in verse 2 and 3 says, O you who prayer prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Therefore, before the Lord God, all of us men, we are able to see that ourselves, we are filled with sin. But to the psalmist, when he faced this question, it also tells us about his own testimonies that sin, firstly, sin has overcome him. So this is actually a one who is being bounded by sin. This is his feelings. He has failed in this manner. He has suffered failure in this manner. He was not able to overcome sin. He had no strength to be able to free from sin. And he himself was also being controlled by sin. So a person who is not able, who has no strength to be able to overcome sins, he will be able not to know that this sin, indeed, the strength of it is so terrifying, is so frightening. And sometimes we also need to, just for example, to remove certain bad habits of our lives or even some so-called not so good habits. But this does not mean he has overcome the sin. Because today in our life, we would face outside many bad habits and also bad practices. But we do not have the strength to be able to remove the inner sin in us. And all these things has actually deeply in us has caused us to be able to be much in trouble. From the time of Adam, no man was able to overcome him. Even to the extent we can hear that sin has overcome me. This is a statement that we often hear. And even Paul has says that indeed he was a wretched man. Who can flee him or to enable him to flee from this wretched body? So even then, man wants to pursue holiness, but yet he finds that he himself is without strength. And he also realized that in him, there is another law that is controlling him, so that he was not able to do good. So men always think they want to overcome sin, want to change themselves, but yet what they, on one hand, they are controlling it, but on the other hand, the other part of his life, which is not so good, appear again. So men cannot control this. So man is totally under the control of sin. This was much in pain, for there was no other way for him to overcome it. And we can also see that this sin is also controlling the conscience of man. And some people, when they are controlled by sin, they are not able to control themselves. So we can see that indeed sin has overwhelmed the life of man. Secondly, we also know, even though we may have our transgression, but the Lord has forgiven them. And our Lord has totally forgiven us of our sin. So this tells us of the other side of the truth. We know that the Lord has this grace to forgive our sins. Only He has the strength to remove our sin. So the first thing that we should do is to acknowledge and confess our sin. That is to acknowledge and to trust in God. So everyone who is who has contact with the Lord God, who is communicating with the Lord, so the first thing we must do is to confess and trust. This is the first step for us to receive His salvation. The way of the heavenly kingdom, it begins from the way of the cross. So it is only Jesus who is the savior of sinners, of mankind. Through His death, He has actually destroyed the power of Satan, the one who controls over death, so that we are no longer a prisoner likened to a sinner who is being condemned of sin. So we are no longer under sin anymore. And it is His blood that washes away our sin. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, we see verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So it is the blood of Jesus which will purify our conscience, so that we will be able to serve Him with a clear conscience. Let's turn to also Hebrews chapter 10 verse 2. Otherwise, Hebrews 10 verse 2, otherwise would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins. Then we see verse 22. Hebrews 10, 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So the moment we believe in the Lord, our conscience has been cleansed by the Lord, and we do not feel that in our hearts we have sinned anymore. So as a result, in our conscience there will be peace in us. At the same time, because of the new life that has been given to us, so this life is enabling us not to sin so easily. And this type of life enables us to become the divine partakers of the divine nature of God. So from henceforth, our heart has been one, is pursuing after holiness. So today, those who believe in the Lord, since they have believed in the Lord, they will also have received the Holy Spirit as a seal. And this Holy Spirit is also the guarantee of our inheritance. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, we see verses 13 and 14. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believe in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. Therefore, this is actually the Holy Spirit that the Lord God has promised to us. And we thank God today in the true church, besides having the complete set of the truth of salvation and also the wondrous workings of signs and wonders, we also have the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in the believers, it is to help us so that we will be able to resist the old man in us, at the same time to help us to overcome temptations. And the Holy Spirit in us will be able to do this work of protecting us so that we'll be able to overcome it. And at the end, we have this strength to overcome the sin that is in us. Furthermore, our Lord Jesus, through his death on the cross, enable all those who come under him, all will be able to receive his protection so that the evil one, Satan, will not come and attack us so easily. And the Lord has already bore our sin. He is also the Lamb of God, has been sacrificed once and for all for us so that we have this, our sins has been redeemed. And he is also the propitiation for our sin. So from henceforth, we, man and God, will no longer have this wall of separation of sin, because the blood of Jesus has destroyed this wall. And in this way, we are able to come before the Lord without fear. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, let's see verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. So this is the grace that we have received, that we have been saved through faith. And it is also by the blood of Christ that has enabled us to be brought near. Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, who once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Then we continue to see verse 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. 15. By abolishing the law of commandments and expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace. And 16. And might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. 17. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. So this is the grace of our salvation that the Lord has brought to us through his death on the cross, through the shedding of his blood. So then we are able to come before the Lord with no longer any more fear. So lastly, as what Jesus says, let's turn to John chapter 8. Gospel according to John chapter 8, we see verse 34. John chapter 8, verse 34. John 8, verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." 36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be indeed free. So thank God today we have received freedom. So salvation is actually a process that we are freed from sin and able to enter into the kingdom of his beloved one. So this is the salvation that the Lord Jesus has given to us. We thank our Lord Jesus. So now we shall say our prayer. So in our prayer, we continue to pray for one another. We pray for our family, as well as to pray for the church and the nation. Shall we now, in the name of Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Rrrr. Mari kita berdoa. Rrrr. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar shall end here. All glory to God, and God bless all of you.